Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO, as we get into another hour of what's the word, really?
Fun and frivolity.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Are you having fun?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
You had to think about it for a little bit, but there it was. So.
Yeah. No, I enjoy this.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, hopefully you're enjoying this as well, and you're enjoying – hey, it's a Friday, so you got to be enjoying this.
Really?
I would think so. Before we get into further enjoyment of our time together and our discussion this hour, which we're going to be talking same-sex marriage and Ted Cruz. We'll be talking about that here in just a little bit.
Ted's getting a same-sex marriage?
See, that's why you've got to pay attention.
Oh. He's already married.
Of course. All right. But we are going to take a brief timeout for traffic. Abby had a traffic update. Abby, where was this traffic update?
Kalamazoo Avenue at Elm Street is blocked and down to one lane because of an accident. So if you're heading that way, you might want to try and avoid that area as well.
Okay.
No further news on the West Main Drake intersection. I don't know if that's been cleared up or not yet, but...
Okay. Definitely worth keeping an eye out for that as well, because that is a major intersection.
Anytime you see anything going on the roads that you would want to know about yourself, let us know and we'll tell everybody else. 382-4280-877-382-4280 or 80373.
Now, all of those numbers are the same numbers you use to contact us to be a part of the program as well. So
yeah.
Keep that in mind as we talk about any discussion. We definitely invite your comments as we talk about whatever the issues are. Now, this particular issue, same-sex marriage, it's come up all over the country for probably the last couple of decades, from states that have enacted a ban on same-sex marriage to states that have said, nope, we'll do it here. So there's been a lot of back and forth, some states yes, some states no. And Ted Cruz, along with Mike Lee in the Senate, have put together something they're calling the State Marriage Defense Act. The idea is they want to protect the rights of states that do not recognize same-sex marriage from having to recognize those that were performed in other places. So... And they're saying, well, you know, this is probably not going to get a whole lot of traction. It's the Senate, after all. But they're saying, well, this is the sort of thing where they're standing up for certainly what they believe in. And state rights is another thing that they're talking about here. And I think as you dig down into what they're talking about here, the idea is they feel like this is an issue for the states to decide, not the federal government.
Yeah. But I don't know that rights should be determined by state governments.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the right to marry whom you choose,
mm-hmm.
I don't see where we have the ability to have states take that right away from people. And what happens to people who get married in a state where gay marriage is
mm-hmm.
allowed,
mm-hmm.
and their job transfers them to a state that doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Does that begin to interfere with business moving its employees to where they serve the business the best?
Mm-hmm. Don't they already do that anyways? Just moving people to where business is favorable and that kind of thing?
Well, yes.
That has nothing to do with the issue, but...
Well, but they may have employees that refuse to move because now the company wants them or needs them to move to a state that doesn't recognize their marriage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm talking about, the employees refusing the move. I don't think the companies care.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to care if they find it interferes with their ability to put the best people in the best place.
Well, I've got kind of a different view on the whole thing. You know, they talk about same-sex marriage. Are you for it? Are you against it? I tend to think, why do we need the government to recognize the unions we make? You know, what You know, because you can sit here and say, well, all right, they've recognized marriage for years, certainly, but maybe we ought to simplify things. Maybe just make it so that, you know what, you're married, that's up to you, that's up to your religion, your beliefs, or if you wanted to have a ceremony done in whatever setting that you want. But I kind of wonder, why do we need the government to sign off on it?
Oh, now you've got me on board. If the government just let people marry who they want and allow churches to not participate mm-hmm. in gay marriages if they don't want to, if the government would mind its own business and just not have anything to do with this, yahoo, from my perspective.
Well, and I don't think that's necessarily the government lets it happen. It's just it'll happen, but the government doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of my angle on it, because I look at it and go, well, all right. You know, and I've got my own personal beliefs, but they're my own personal beliefs.
Yeah.
And that's different. You know, I just tend to think, you know what, this is something where, and obviously it would take a lot of reform, because you're talking about reforming the tax code on top of all that. But it's one of those things where you go, you know what, maybe the government doesn't have any business doing this. Love to hear what people think about it.
Yeah. No, I think you're onto something here, Jeremy.
Let's record that moment for posterity.
I know. Well, there was yesterday when you and I were on the opposite sides of where we would expect to be. And here's a case where we've got a kumbaya moment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why is the government screwing around in marriage? Mm-hmm. Where in the Constitution does it say regulating marriage is a part of the government's responsibility?
Well, and I tend to think if you look at the Constitution, the one amendment that is not looked at a lot, which probably should be looked at a lot, is the 10th one. You know, and in the case we're talking about, let's get the government totally out of it. But the 10th Amendment is about, you know what, if there's powers not delegated by the Constitution that, you know, hey, the federal government's supposed to do this, then guess what? It's to the states and to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, in some ways that does cover that. So, I don't know.
Until the states start taking away rights. A state would never be allowed to decriminalize murder. That would be stopped by the federal government, should they choose to do that. And so there have to be some limits on states' rights.
Well, certainly, but you got to think that, all right, there's not a state in the union where they're going to do something that wild and ridiculous, you would think. But then there are others that are going, well, you know what? We've got drug legalization. I mean, we've got that. Colorado's got it. Washington's got it. But there are other states wouldn't even dream of it. You know, so, and in that situation, is that something where the government, the federal government steps in, or the government says, nope, that's a state's rights issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give us your thoughts here. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us as well.
80373, and we have a text. So if you don't have a will, who gets your stuff and kids? First come, first serve. Legal marriage has real issues. I think I understand what they're saying there.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. And many gay marriages do involve children.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if a couple that is legally married in a state and has children moves to a state that doesn't acknowledge gay marriage?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to their relationship with their child if they move to that state?
Well, I don't know. And a lot of that depends on adoption laws and things like that. And, and not necessarily to the marriage, but it's who adopted the child and that kind of thing.
Well, so, but there may not be an adoption involved.
And there's the other part of it. We're talking about having a will, having an estate plan. You know, the program that comes on before us, Dave Ramsey,
yeah,
he talks about the importance of that. Guess what? It's pretty darn important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I got to admit, I agree with him on that. Let's get to the phones here as well, because we got some callers waiting on us. Andy's on the line. Andy, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You know, I'm going to pull a Roger here, and let's take this one step way over the line farther than what it should be.
Okay.
Let's just think about this for a second. If, first of all, I'm completely on board with you guys. I don't think the government should have a thing to do with who marries who or who marries what. Secondly, if that's the case now, then I just lost my train of thought. I apologize, guys. Let's take with all the estate planning and stuff like that, you don't need to be married for that. You don't. That's what, you go to your attorney, you get everything set. Hell, you can leave everything to your dog if you want to.
Some people have.
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I really don't see the correlation between wills, trusts, and marriage. I think it should completely be the state's choice of what you do. Just like the marijuana issue in Colorado and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That's their decision. And if you don't like the rules of the state, I guess you don't live there.
Andy, I'm hearing a conflict. You said that you don't think the government should be involved in determining what's a valid marriage and what's not. And then you said, but you believe in states' rights and the states should be able to do anything they want. Can you sort of clarify that for me?
Well, is what I believe, Roger, is I think the states are fine to make the laws they want to make, but in terms of I don't like to see them so defined. I like them to be nice and broad, where people have options under the laws that they make.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but if somebody going to the justice of the peace, I believe marriage is traditionally a religious ceremony, correct?
For the most part. Not always, but for the most part.
Not always.
Is that not where that originated from, though?
No, a lot of marriages originated with dividing up property, and that's where dowries came from. And if you got married, you took cattle or a horse with you. No, marriages were frequently arranged in history and were not, let alone for people to find somebody they loved.
Okay, but the government...
They were a business deal.
But the government originally had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, let's stick with tradition here once, guys. Let's get back to just keeping the government out of it and let people do what they want to do.
Okay. All right. Andy, we do have to move on to some other callers here. Appreciate your time with us today. And we move on from Andy to Chris, who's on the line waiting on us. Chris, welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to call in so I could, kind of reiterate the fact that we need to be taking the time to recognize the power of the 10th Amendment and the fact that it's there for a reason. When we have different people living in different locations, a lot of times there's a need for different laws just to make the people happy, because we do live in a, democratic republic. That can be shown when we have states like California, who have such a thick and dense population that, your car might need to have a certain level of, waste product. You have to have a double catalytic converter. And just little things like that goes to show that, not everything is the same in, different locations that we live in.
Every state's different, certainly.
Yeah. So we need to take the time to just reiterate the power of the 10th Amendment, make it a little more recognized. I don't believe that most people actually know what the 10th Amendment is. And if they, if they did, this topic may be overturned.
But aren't there some rights that cross state lines? And aren't there some rights that are guaranteed by the Constitution? Unreasonable government interference. And in determining who can get married, is that not unreasonable government interference in a person's life?
I do, in fact, even in a
we are able.
Okay, Chris, I think your line's starting to give out there.
Yep.
If you want to try and give us a call back, that would be fine, so we can kind of finish the thought there. But I was having a definite good conversation. If you'd like to continue the discussion, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 if you'd like to text us.
Texter tells us Westnage is incredibly slow. From Shaver Road to downtown took over 35 minutes. No accidents, but just really heavy traffic. So you may want to avoid Westnage on your way home this afternoon.
Lots of people heading out, you know, trying to get home. It's a Friday and it's Valentine's Day.
You betcha.
There's plans afoot, I have a feeling.
Apparently.
So we'll continue the discussion about this. Same-sex marriage, states' rights. What do you think? We'll talk about it a little bit further as Lawrence and Taylor continues ahead. Lawrence and Taylor, the name of the program, 590 WKZO, the name of the station, the name of the people, are being withheld to protect the innocent.
Yes.
And, of course, the innocent would be you. But
me?
No, not you.
Oh.
Them.
Oh, okay.
See, when I said the innocent, Abby looked up, but I knew better.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that that was not the case, so...
You're saying she's not innocent?
See, and she's saying nothing. She knows better now.
She's a smart
She could get herself in real trouble here.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's so she's being silent, probably wiser than the two of us, since we just love to talk. So
yeah, you just wind us up.
There you go. Wind us up. 2 hours later, here we are.
Yep.
But we've been talking about apparently Ted Cruz has been talking about this was in reference to a Supreme Court ruling that struck down part of the Defense of Marriage Act. And he was saying, well, you know what? We really need to be able to reserve the right for states to be able to decide whether they want same-sex marriage or not, and that the federal government shouldn't get involved. It's kind of got echoes of the 10th Amendment in there. But we've been talking a little bit about that back and forth, same-sex marriage, whether it should be a thing of where, hey, it's totally allowed or totally not allowed, or you know what? What's the government got to do with it anyway? Which is kind of the position we both took in one of those rare moments where we're apparently going to now light a campfire and roast marshmallows and sing kumbaya. So.
Even Andy, a caller, the three of us agree on this, that the government ought to not mess with us on this.
Now, you know, that's the other part about it, because it's never simple with the government. The system that we have set up, everything is kind of interact and all that stuff. And with the tax code particularly, you've got, you know, from marriages, married filing jointly, filing separately. You know, to me, it means, okay, if we're going to do this, we've got to also simplify the tax code to say, all right, marriage doesn't enter into it. You just file your taxes. And if you're married, okay, well, that's your business, but you're just going to file your taxes.
So you're talking about ending the marriage penalty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm game with that, too.
Certainly.
I don't think the government ought to penalize people for being in a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That seems foolish.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about the morals of the country, you ought not to deter people from having committed long-term relationships.
Okay, well, yeah, here's a marriage or whatever, you know. And that's the thing. You know, marriage, at the heart of it, is something that's a commitment between you and your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, particularly if you're a religious person, it is certainly upheld by your religious traditions, your church that you're a part of, or whatever tradition it is that you profess to.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's something you don't profess a tradition, but you say, you know what? Marriage is important to me.
Yeah.
You know, and there's certainly avenues for that. But should the government be involved with that? I'm not so sure.
I'm not so sure either.
So we'd love to hear your thoughts on this as we continue ahead. 382 4280 or 877-382-4280. Or you can text us as well, and that number is
80373.
All right. So let's go back to the phones here. We've got Bob on the line. Bob, welcome.
Hi, guys. I'm not sure that I know Ted is a very well, highly educated law graduate of the paid at Harvard University, but he's got to be talking about a constitutional amendment here.
Mm-hmm.
Congress can't just pass a law that says there's no states can't you know create marriage equality. I mean, he may say the federal government can't get involved, but Congress certainly can't pass a law that says federal courts can't say that the right to marriage is a 14th Amendment right, equal protection right, as they're doing every day. They did last night in Virginia, they did the day before in Kentucky. And so I think he's playing to the meat-eating base of his party, making the right noises, but he knows, you know, when was the last time we had a constitutional amendment? Was it to change the age of voting?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. There's not a chance in the world that he's going to get a constitutional amendment passed.
I don't think he's talking constitutional amendment, though. He's just talking about saying, you know what, let's make sure that states' rights stay right where they are.
Right, but you can't trump the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Doctrine of the 14th Amendment. And the Supreme Court has already said that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. And these federal judges are running with it. They're actually running with dicta from Scalia's dissenting opinion. And I just think that ship has sailed. He's playing to the hardcore base, but he's never going to get that law passed. Anyway, have a good Friday, guys.
Thanks for sharing your idea, Bob.
Sure. Bye.
Okay. It looks like we are going to continue this. We got a break coming up. So anybody that's on the line, tell you what, you can just hang on with us. We will continue the discussion here on a little program that we like to call Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO.
Portion of Taylor and Lawrence brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org.
Want to try that one more time?
Taylor and Lawrence. That just comes off so much different.
Different, but not better. So the program is called Lawrence. It even says it on the web. So
yeah, but in my mind...
Yes, in the mind of Roger and apparently no one else. Okay.
Yep.
Well, we've been having a discussion about this is one thing that Ted Cruz brought up. He wants the federal government to say, you know what? No, it's up to the states to decide on same-sex marriage. This was in reference to the Supreme Court ruling that had struck down part of the Defense of Marriage Act. He's talking about something called the State Marriage Defense Act that would protect states that do not recognize same-sex marriage. We've had the debate of, okay, should it be allowed everywhere? Should it be allowed nowhere? Or should the government even be involved in this at all?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been other discussions as well. We'd love to hear what you think about it, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us, 80373, and be a part of the discussion. Right now, Ellen's going to be a part of the discussion. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Couldn't they call it something else, that it would be a licensed union with all the legality of a marriage, but call it by some other name?
Like calling it a civil union, like they've talked about?
Like calling it a legal union.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We had a caller, Ellen, just a few minutes ago who brought up the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, and that talks about equal protection under the law. And can we still offer equal protection if only heterosexual couples can have a marriage, and if you're not one of those, then you're a civil union? Is that equal protection?
Well, make it so.
Okay.
That would have all the legality of a marriage, but call it something else. And that would protect both sides.
Okay. All right. Well, Ellen, we appreciate your call today.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
You guys are great.
Well, okay. Thank you.
See, she's building us up. We're
great.
Yeah,
we like suck-ups.
Of course, yes. She was really talking about me and not you, but you know.
Yes. We have a text. What's the difference between recognition of a firearm license and a wedding license? The recognition, should it be state by state? And I think what they're saying is that if you have a licensed firearm in Michigan, you can take it with you into Wisconsin, where it remains a legal weapon because it's legally registered in your state.
Well, and I think a lot of that depends on which states have that reciprocal agreement with one another when you're talking about that. But on the other side of it, the state individually is producing a license, much as a state produces a fishing license or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because a fishing license, if I go take my Michigan fishing license and take it to Ohio, they're going to laugh at me and fine me.
Correct.
You know, so there's another side to that as well.
But they don't make you buy Ohio license plates the minute you cross the state border. The Ohio Highway Patrol, which likes to pull people over,
doesn't
pull you over and suggest, aha, here's a ticket. You don't have Ohio plates on your car.
Not that they haven't thought about doing that at some point,
I'm tried.
Sure. You know what? Let's go to Tim. He's waiting on the line. Tim, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, I just have always thought, you know, the biggest thing against gay marriage seems to be primarily religion.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that such a big deal, but non-religious weddings or weddings of a different religion are okay?
Like, fill that out a little more.
Just,
I'm not certain I get what you're saying.
Trying
here.
To catch up with you.
Okay. Myself, I'm pretty much atheist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my wife and our marriage is still recognized, but everyone always tries to say that marriage is a religious institute and their thing against gay marriage is against religion.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't technically my marriage be against it as well?
Interesting question.
I can see how you can argue that, but at the same time, there are avenues for people who are atheist but believe, hey, you know what, marriage is important to me. There are avenues to be able to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, though. There's obviously, we're married, and there's avenues for us too, but why shouldn't there be the same avenues for gay people? And to get the same recognition legally, that's what Muslims seem to be fighting for, is the ability to have those protections that married couples are afforded.
Yeah. What you're saying is that no state should be able to deny you a license to get married because you're not religious.
Right.
Right. That's not the government's business.
Certainly. Tim, we appreciate your call today. Thanks for calling in, because that is a different angle on it.
Yeah.
I think there's another thought in here, though, too. The idea that, you know, let's just say you've got a couple that gets married in Massachusetts or California or wherever they choose to go. You know, we're talking about a same-sex couple.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the only state that recognized it and did that, then you move them back to, say, Michigan, where I think we've got the marriage is defined as one man, one woman, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then you would have one state deciding for all the states what marriage is, because, well, you can't not recognize this because it is legal over here. You know, that, and I think that's where you get into kind of some interesting issues, looking at how the Constitution works within itself. Because, you know, we talked about the 14th mm-hmm. Amendment and mm-hmm. equal protection under the law, but then you've got the 10th Amendment that says rights for the states. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm just thoroughly confused by the whole thing. I guess that's why you have scholars that study this.
We've got a couple of texts. Sounds like the easiest solution would be to eliminate all marriages mm-hmm. and call everything civil unions from the government's perspective. Mm-hmm. And if you want to have a special marriage ceremony in your church, mm-hmm. that's fine. But all relationships with other people are, in fact, civil. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. Let's get government out of marriage. That appears to make life easier. And traffic is backing up on southbound Westridge at I-94.
Okay. All right. There you go. A little traffic note in the middle of all that.
I just thought I'd slip that in.
Why not? But, you know, and I think that's the one thing we were talking about before, the idea that, you know, the government's in the business of defining marriage, but why?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, why should they be in that business? Why shouldn't they just simply provide for the defense of the country and that kind of thing and go in the lines of the Constitution instead of saying, all right, well, we're going to define this one but not that one. Instead, just say, you know what? Be married. If that's what you want to do, be married. That's fine. You can get married in your church. You can get married by a ship's captain. You know, and you certainly have avenues to be able to do that. But you know what? Reform everything so it's not even an issue.
That's what this person who said, let's call them all civil relationships. Mm-hmm. And if you want your civil union performed in a church, that's fine. Mm-hmm. If you want it performed on the captain of the SS Minnow, that's okay too.
You know, we'll question your sanity because I don't think Alan Hale's still alive, but, you know, it's...
Well, it would be sort of like a Weekend at Bernie's thing.
There you go. But, you know, you could do it on the Love Boat, I suppose. Gavin McLeod's still around as far as I know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But, I think this is a grand idea.
Or how about the Starship Enterprise?
Ooh.
You know?
We could get Shatner to perform your...
William Shatner. You got Patrick Stewart, Kate Mulgrew. I mean, yeah. You got any of these guys
that could
perform your marriage.
We could build a drive-through wedding chapel in Las Vegas with your favorite Star Trek character.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Why not? Makes perfect sense to me. You know
sure.
what? We've got more things ahead. You know, one thing we're going to be doing here pretty soon.
Ticket giveaway?
Ticket giveaway. It's coming up soon, so you need to keep it right here. I think we're going to attach a little trivia to this as well, because Abby's getting adventurous again.
We're really going to do this, because there's not enough time for you to mess with me.
Not a ton. We're going to keep doing that straight ahead. Make sure you keep it right where you got it. Program called Lawrence and Taylor. It's 590 WKZO as we are approaching the 5 o'clock hour. We are approaching it, too.
Yes, and if we haven't read your text, we have a message that AT&T's texting system has crashed.
Uh-oh.
And so if we didn't get to yours, that may be why.
Could be. I don't know. But texting is a popular option around here. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We've got less than 8 minutes to go, and we have been remiss. There is one thing we have not done.
Not my fault. I would have given them away a long time ago,
Jeremy. You would have given them away before the show started. So, you know, it's. But you know what? I think it's time for us to give away a couple of tickets to see About Last Night.
Ooh.
This is at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Great place to see a movie.
Valentine's weekend.
Good foods, good drinks,
yeah.
Good seats. and a chance to enjoy a good movie
and
as well.
And good company, hopefully.
There you go. Well, I hope so.
Because we're giving you two tickets.
Of course. So you can take a friend of yours, your significant other, or you know what? Meet up with a total stranger in front of the theater. If you want to do that, hey, it's your tickets.
Hey, do you want to get in free?
There you go. Okay. So what we have for you, because Abby has gotten to be a little on the adventurous side, she has come up with some trivia in the vein of dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia. I think she's trying to impress us. I think
she's
that's all it
channeling
is,
really. Michael.
Of course. So she's got more hair than Michael.
Yes.
And that's probably a good thing. So
I don't have the big hair in the room now.
No, that's true. Well, she doesn't have big hair. She just has hair.
But it covers her whole head.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Even in the back.
Which is a challenge you have. Anyway, Abby has come up with a trivia question for us. So all you have to do is answer correctly, and you can win these tickets. So, Abby, swing away.
Well, in the event of the Olympics again, what was the last year that the Winter Games and Summer Games were held in the same year?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When were the winter and
summer games
held in the same year?
Same year.
All correct, right. Roger.
If you know when that was, give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, and you could be the winner of these tickets that are right here in my hand right now.
Set up for the weekend.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So, with the Olympics going on, too, I mean, I've heard an awful lot of things. Just read a thing just before the show started that said the medal count that the U.S. is actually tied for first now.
Really?
Yeah. So they were able to get, they were up there like fifth place before. So we've started to pick up a few more.
Well, some of the Olympics news makes it over into the news I see. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we swept the downhill events that made it over into regular news. Oh, that wasn't just sport news.
And that helps. That helps. You know, and certainly it's one of those moments of American pride, as it were. So, you know, it makes you feel good. One other thing I saw in the news as well, the White House, and I got to give them props for this.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, you know what, if a bill comes to the president's desk that will take Olympic athletes and say your winnings from the Olympics, we're going to tax-free, he says he'll sign it. So I got to give him kudos on that one.
And Marco Rubio,
yes.
I'm sorry, introduced a bill to do that over a year ago in the Senate, and nobody will touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have forgotten now, but another Republican has introduced it to the House.
Yes, so that is in the House as well.
And nobody will touch it there either.
I would think that both parties would be all over that one, particularly now.
Wouldn't you think?
So, you know, it's nice to see the president stepping up on that one. I got to give him kudos because that's right on the money. These people are representing America. I think we ought to take care of them.
We could have a bipartisan moment here.
One of those warm, fuzzy moments,
I
suppose.
Yeah, we're just acting like Americans.
Yeah. Ooh, does that happen?
I don't know.
Do we ever do that?
It doesn't seem so anymore, but wouldn't that be nice?
It'd be one of those record moments in an election year, no less, to be able to say, we got together and did this because it meant something and it mattered. And, you know, and none of this thing of, well, Democrats didn't stand for it, or, you know what, Republicans stood against it. No, you know what, let's all stand together on this one.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm all for that. I like that the president did that. I'd like to see, Speaker Boehner stand up, say, all right, we're going to put this through. And I'd love to see Majority Leader Harry Reid get behind that and say, all right, let's get this done.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, you're talking about this. They can get this done inside a day.
Both of those guys can make this happen in their respective branches if they chose to.
Very easily. And who's... Tell me who in either side of Congress would vote against that one.
Right.
No, we need that tax income. No, I think we'll be fine.
In an election year. Oh, no breaks for those darn Olympic athletes.
All right. Well, we're getting the thumbs up signal from Abby, so I guess that would mean someone actually got this right. So she's nodding. So tell you what, instead of nodding at us, why don't you tell us, yes, indeed.
Yes, we do have a winner.
Okay, all right. So who was our winner?
Our winner was Sean Rogers.
Okay.
What year?
The year was 1992. The Summer Games were in Barcelona, Spain, and the Winter Games were in Albertville, France.
Of course.
Oh.
And then in 94, the Winter Games were held again in Lillehammer, Norway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's when we started doing them alternating every 2 years, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Which makes a lot of sense, really.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, you know, you get that sense that the Olympics happen more often. They yeah. don't, but they feel that way.
Yeah. Well, you don't completely lose touch with the Olympic spirit and mm-hmm. move.
But the spirit. Yeah, with some of the sports you lose touch. Like everybody's trying to figure out, okay, curling? What? How do you do that? But, you know, that's a once in every 4 year kind of thing.
But so. I did read that interest in curling is up significantly this year.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
the curling events attracted a lot of attention this year.
You know, I have to admit, I had the opportunity with some folks up in the Tri-Cities when we lived there to go do some curling. Sadly, someone was ill or something like that, so we couldn't go.
Uh-huh.
But it was one of those things that I always wanted to try.
Yeah.
Because it just looks intriguing. Now, yeah, granted, it looks like shuffleboard on ice to a certain degree, but yeah, it's intriguing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this article said that more than in any previous Olympic, viewership of the curling was way up.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, well, you know what? The weekend's here. We got to go, but if you're missing out on, you're going to have Roger withdrawal, you'll be on tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning at 6.
And then we're going to get together again on Monday and do what we do. So make sure you join us. Have a good weekend.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.